It's like the opening of Dickens' A Christmas Carol. There was no doubt about it. And here, there is no doubt about it. Rachel Cunliffe speaks her mind, at least when it comes to holiday music. We can skip over her grousing, though, and pay attention to what she really does like. And here's what she writes in the New Statesman. This was a couple of years ago. I cannot be the only person who winces the first time the jangly opening bars of All I Want for Christmas and Jingle Bell Rock ring out each year. Even dismissing the annual rouse about the political correctness of Baby It's Cold Outside, Christmas pop music can be so disappointing and overplayed. Fortunately, there's an antidote. It involves putting aside saccharine platitudes and reverting to tradition, which is why I was so delighted to find BBC Radio 2 paying tribute to the seasonal magic of the brass band. As the presenter James Morrison points out, for many, Christmas and brass bands are inextricably linked. A top brass Christmas has it all. The Salvation Army trumpeting out Joy to the World, a gorgeous jazz rendition of Winter Wonderland by Chet Baker, and a Nutcracker medley by a variety of artists, showing just how creative one can be with Tchaikovsky's classic. There's even a brass arrangement of Christmas Time, Don't Let the Bells End by The Darkness that will make your heart soar. Carols are spellbinding in their own right, channeling ancient mystery with their haunting chords and multi-part harmonies. But there's something particularly cheering about a brass band playing festive favorites as the temperature drops, the auditory equivalent of a cup of mulled wine. Listening in the depths of a pitch-black December night, my spirits are lifted. This is music written and performed to warm the soul, not to be endlessly replayed by radio DJs for 6 weeks of the year. So if you don't fancy hearing Last Christmas for the 600th time, remember that there are alternatives, and this alternative comes with trumpets. A brass Christmas, a top brass Christmas, to be broadcast on BBC Radio 2, December 20th, 2022, at 9 p.m. That's Rachel Cunliffe writing for the New Statesman in December of 2022. We know that many of the carols popular today were written or widely published in the 19th century and would have been part of the band's repertoire. The brilliant and carrying sound of brass instruments was particularly suited to outdoor festive performances. Remember that Jingle Bells was published in 1857. The rise of community bands in the 19th century provided the perfect musical backdrop for the era's reinvention of Christmas as a sentimental, family-friendly, and community-focused holiday. And that tradition continues in Williamsport with the Repas Band that reaches well back into the early 19th century. 75 members strong, the ensemble is directed by Jeffrey Dent, who spoke with us by phone about the band's remarkable history and its upcoming program titled Holiday Bells on Tuesday, December 9th at the Community Arts Center in downtown Williamsport. And this is the Repas Band with Jingle Bells.
Having formed in Williamsport in 1831, almost 200 years ago, we are one of the oldest continuous community bands in the United States. There are several others about the same age, but they're not, well, I always say community and emphasize that because we're truly a volunteer band. Some of those bands are paid positions. Everybody in our band is a volunteer, from the person who plays snare drum all the way up to the conductors. We do rehearse year-round. We take off a few weeks in the summer and a few weeks in the winter after our big concerts. And part of our mission is just providing not only a musical outlet, but a social outlet for many of our members. It's a truly community event and a community feel at everything we do.
Tell us about those early historical events the band participated in.
One of our biggest events, of course, was we were the Band of the North present at Appomattox with the surrender of Lee to Grant. And we were invited back 150 years later to celebrate that again for the 150th anniversary of the end of the Civil War at Appomattox. And we were the featured performers for their event that week. It was quite an honor. The band also performed at the dedication of Ulysses S. Grant's tomb in New York City and was invited back then 100 years later for the rededication 100 years later and played with the West Point Band at that rededication. We've had quite a few national events. And in Williamsport, the Repas Band played the very first dedication concert at Brandon Park, at the band shell in Brandon Park. And we're hoping when it's reopened again, whenever that happens after this renovation, that we play that concert again to rededicate that same one. And we actually have the music list of what was played over 100 years ago at Brandon Park, and we're going to recreate that concert. It's quite a history, and we have tons of history, files and files of it.
And why is it named the Repas Band?
Daniel Repas was one of the very first conductors of the Repas Band. It was originally the Williamsport Brass Band. Daniel Repas was a famous cornetist who settled in Williamsport and became the conductor of the band for a long time and helped elevate the standard and the quality of the band to the point where the members decided they needed to name the band after Daniel Repas. A side note, last winter, there was a touring company rehearsing at the Community Arts Center in Williamsport for a week as they got ready for the Dirty Dancing Tour. The drummer in that show band was Nathan Repas. He is a direct descendant of Daniel Repas. Didn't know he was in the home, kind of the Repas Band, until one of the stagehands said to him, "Do you know that your great-great-uncle's band plays here twice a year?" So we actually connected and had dinner, and I got to take him to the home where Daniel Repas lived for a while in Williamsport. And then he signed the wall as, you know, great-great-nephew of Daniel Repas in the Community Arts Center. It was just amazing that I got this call out of the blue, like, "Hey, my name's Nathan Repas." I went, "You're kidding."
We know that music is so much a part of our lives, and community bands recognize that and bring music to us on the 4th of July and Memorial Day and all those very important outdoor holidays. But also, we wouldn't have a December holiday season without music, and you make sure that you help us celebrate with music.
We love to kick off the holiday season with our concert, yes.
It must have been such fun to put together this concert program.
Well, it was a little bit of a challenge when we decided bells would be like a theme, or we tried to find something that connects all the music. And I thought, and the two assistants thought, how hard could it be to find bell music for Christmas? Well, there's a lot of bell music, but a lot of it is, you know, Carol of the Bells and Jingle Bells. And then there's I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day, which is a really neat piece that we're playing. It's the history of the poem with musical accompaniment. So it's all about the history of the poem I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day and how it came about to be written. So it's narrated, and we're also featuring handbells as part of that performance.
But you surely wound up, as I review the list, with a wide range of pieces. You went digging,
yes.
And it's not all the same.
Correct. It's not. And even though you'll hear Jingle Bells two or three times and Carol of the Bells two or three times, they're all so different you don't even realize, hey, I just heard this 20 minutes ago. There's a jazz rock version of Jingle Bells. There's a fantasy of Jingle Bells that takes us through all different kinds of moods and genres of Jingle Bells. We're doing this Mannheim Steamroller arrangement of Carol of the Bells. But then there's a Julie Giroux arrangement of Carol of the Bells that is matched with or meshed with What Child Is This? So it's called What Child Is This Playing Carol of the Bells? And it's really an interesting composition that she created.
The instruments in your band, do they imitate bells?
Yes, absolutely. We have orchestral bells, we have chimes, we have vibraphone, and triangles. Our triangles play a huge part in this little German piece that we found that was composed in the early 70s, Fröhliche Weihnachten. And it's a collection of three children's German Christmas carols. It's a very light, delicate piece, and it's accompanied by triangles. And we use three different size triangles for a different texture. So it's a very pretty little thing.
I see the name Buckley. We have many a recording by the U.S. Marine Band. Is Robert Buckley Colonel Buckley, or is he somebody else?
He is one of the composers for the Marine Band. Yes, he was. So we are playing one of their pieces, and it's our opening piece, Let the Bells Ring.
And it says on your list, Ukrainian.
It's based on the Ukrainian bell carol, yes.
And silver bells, everybody knows and loves silver bells.
Oh, yes. But did you know originally, because we have to do a history, it was originally called Tinkle Bells? It was originally known, it's from the movie The Lemon Drop Kid. It was originally written as Tinkle Bells, and the composer's wife said, you cannot call it that. You don't understand. That's not a word you want to use. So it was changed to Silver Bells. And one of our band members is really big into historical movies. So he found Lemon Drop Kid and sent it to all the band for us to watch. I had to laugh because in my score that I conduct from, I wrote down the words that are used in the movie. There's a whole character list of people who were trying to scam money, is basically what it was. And the one bum is dressed up in a very poor Santa suit, ringing the bell with the little kettle, very poorly singing, silver bells, silver bells, let's put some dough in my kitty. Chunk it in, or Santa's going to give you a Mickey. I just giggle every time we get ready to start it because it's written on my score.
They don't write them like they used to. And Brazil, we go to Brazil. You take us to Brazil.
Yes, it's a Percy Faith version of Brazilian sleigh bells. Yes. And it's just a short little, kind of a little buffer number. It's just a short little quick fun toe-tapping number. And it's very, very calypso-like.
So you go to Germany and Brazil, and you have humor.
Yes, we do. There's some humor. There are some very light moments in the concert, and there are some very majestic moments in the concert, is the best way to put it.
Where do you do this concert? Where will you be doing it?
We're at the Community Arts Center in Williamsport on December 9th, Tuesday evening at 7:30, and we do our two formal concerts at the Community Arts Center. And we're very, very grateful to our sponsors who are now sponsoring our concerts because of the increased cost at the Community Arts Center. Our concerts are now sponsored. And we're actually opening this concert with a non-Christmas piece, besides the Star Spangled Banner. We are opening the concert with the Lycoming Motor March, written by John Hazel, a Williamsport composer. And it was in celebration of the Lycoming Motor March from the early 1900s for the Lycoming Engine Company. And they are the main sponsor, our solo level sponsor for this concert. One of their members will be there to welcome the audience as well. A historic Williamsport company to help support the historic Rebaz Band.
Jeffrey Dent, conductor of the Repas Band, speaking with us about the upcoming concert titled Holiday Bells on Tuesday, December 9th at 7:30 p.m. at the Community Arts Center in downtown Williamsport. The holiday concert will include, as we heard, a number of versions of Jingle Bells and the Carol of the Bells and so much more that is traditional and yet perhaps with a twist. The Repas Band was founded in 1831 and they are one of the oldest community bands in the United States. And for more information, you can check the website. It's repasband.org. repasband.org, and let me spell Repas. It's R-E-P-A-S-Z. R-E-P-A-S-Z. The Repas Band, performing Holiday Bells on Tuesday, December 9th at the Community Arts Center in downtown Williamsport, 7:30. Admission is free. Admission is free. For more information on the web, repasband.org. The Repas Band performing Jingle Bells from a past holiday concert. And don't miss this one. It's Tuesday, December 9th at 7:30 p.m. at the Community Arts Center in downtown Williamsport. Admission is free. The title is Holiday Bells. And for more information on the web, repasband.org, repasband.org, R-E-P-A-S-Z.